The numbers are for January of this year and show that the state gained more than 15,000 private sector jobs. In addition, the unemployment rate dropped from 7 to 6.9%. But those gains look less impressive when compared to a net loss of 6,000 private sector jobs throughout 2011. Department of Workforce Development spokesman John Dipko offered this analysis of the latest economic numbers.
In 2011, we stabilized the state's economy following steep job losses over the previous years. And in 2011, we put in place a foundation for job creation.
Governor Scott Walker also weighed in with an optimistic take on the new job numbers, speaking at a factory in La Crosse on Thursday that makes computer hardware for the auto industry. The governor said it's a sign that small and mid-sized companies are really committed to hiring new workers.
For the last year or two, businesses have been ready. A lot of other businesses have been watching to see what others are doing. And so to get news about good job growth, good job numbers in January, we got a long ways to go. It's just the start.
But economist Laura Dresser of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy says a close analysis of the numbers shows the state lost more than 20,000 jobs last year, many more than previously thought.
Unequivocally, it was worse than we thought, and it was a pretty bad year. You know, we've had 6 months of bad news. We finally got a positive number. That's good news.
Dresser notes that January job numbers were up nationally by more than 200,000, so it's not surprising Wisconsin was part of that trend. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.